get you into favor with a top recruit. But you look at this, for South Carolina, one of their 14 secondary recruiting violations was for impermissible snacks.
Well,
impermissible snacks.
You can call it as dumb as you want, and you can say they shouldn't be penalized, but they mount. They start to count. They start to, the numbers get greater. And if you recruit the same kid and have five allegations for that, you know, in your recruitment of that one kid, it is meaningful. And here's the other thing to consider. Someone like Lane Kiffin has been open about the fact that he's using these to get publicity. So it's not necessarily it's not that they've helped him get recruits, but they've helped put the Tennessee program in the forefront of the media for the entire summer. And if you don't think that's helped them with recruits, then you're wrong.
Well, you absolutely. He's using the NCAA's rules against them. He's gotten to the point where he knows that he's crossing the line, and he'll do it because someone from the NCAA will come out with a little press release with a little verbal slap on the wrist for smoke machines in the stadium or something silly like that. He knows that doesn't mean anything at all. A spokesperson coming out and saying, "Oh well, we condemn this behavior. It's not in accordance with the NCAA's rule book." But he doesn't care, and it gets him on the news, gets him on ESPN, gets him on our show. So. That is an advantage.
No, absolutely. And when you say 14, taking away 14 victories from Bowden is too much, you know what? It's going to prevent that event from ever happening again. And when you say, smoke machines isn't a big deal, well, you know what? I'm sick, and most people are sick of these secondary violations. And when you start penalizing the coaches and the programs themselves instead of letting it go, you know what happens? Secondary violations quickly disappear. With that said, I applaud the NCAA for how they've acted in the Bowden case, and I think they need to absolutely take that same logic and same reasoning with the same reasoning they used to determine the punishment for Bowden. They need to use that and implement that in secondary violations because it's getting out of hand.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I agree with you. They got it right. They got it right this time. And like you said, it's going to prevent it from happening, especially at Florida State or any other major college football program. They will put the clamps on their program, make sure the kids they're bringing in aren't going to do something like this, and make sure that they're on the straight and narrow. And that's going to be beneficial.
Yeah, we got to get to a quick commercial break. Of course, we'll be back to talk more recruiting. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
790 MVPs, you can win great prizes like free in-flight internet, the ultimate VIP sporting experience, and more only on 790thezone.com.
My name is Kevin. Last weekend I was at a barbecue. I reached into the cooler for a beer, but I didn't know if the beer was really cold. I didn't have insurance.
Are you insured? Do you know when your beer is perfectly cold and refreshing? Or do you risk drinking a warm one?
I don't ever want to have to worry about drinking a warm beer again.
Of course, there's no insurance policy for beer. But if you're drinking from the new Coors Light 12-ounce cold-activated can, you're covered. The mountains on the can turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies.
A can that tells me when my beer's cold? I'm sold.
Just look for the blue mountains, now on all Coors Light cans. It's cold insurance.
Don't be caught without cold insurance, especially on a hot day at a barbecue.
Cold beer. That's our policy.
Frost Brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility.
The world's greatest soccer stars come to Atlanta on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. AC Milan of the Italian Serie A League versus Club America of the Mexican Premier League in Game 3 of the inaugural World Football Challenge Tournament. Don't miss Kaká, Ronaldinho, Pato,
and the rest of the AC Milan squad as they face Club America superstars Guillermo Ochoa and Pavel Pardo at the Georgia Dome.
Get your tickets now at worldfootballchallenge.com, Ticketmaster.com, or call 1-800-745-3000.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet, and enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris D'Amino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's pastime. And AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways Fly Away team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, inside, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives here. Pollock and Bell.
Hope you have a great weekend. Coming up Monday afternoon, what SEC coach didn't have Tim Tebow as his number one quarterback in the preseason polls? Lane Kiffin will dive into that. Plus, Brian Kendrick live from Scotland after the British Open.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back, Atlanta, on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the one, the only official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which I always like to say makes us the very best in the business. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio, as always, by the A-Train, Alex Ewalt. We were just talking about the NCAA and all the great decisions, or I shouldn't say all the great decisions they've made, because we are highly critical of them, in fact. But the decision that we supported that they made in Bobby Bowden's case, taking away 14 victories. They also made another really bad decision recently, and it was in January when they passed legislation saying that 7th graders are eligible to be recruited, which is crazy. It's a topic we've talked about at length. We've talked about recruiting and how it's gotten so big that the process is now moving more, is becoming a year-round process as opposed to a couple months out of the year. And it's also... it's happened in basketball before now, but it's happening in football. And what I'm talking about is kids being recruited at ages that are so young, it's nearly beyond belief. Specifically, Eric Berry's brother, Evan Berry, who's only 13 years old, Alex, committed to Tennessee about 2.5 weeks ago.
Well, as I understand it, it wasn't like Lane Kiffin went to his house and was trying to woo the kid to Tennessee.
Wait a minute. The fact that it's even on his, he accepted the commitment for one. Lane Kiffin accepted the commitment. The fact that Lane Kiffin didn't take that opportunity to say to the kid, you know what, Evan, you're a great player. You love the sport of football. I love the sport of the football. Continue playing it. Continue developing. And you know what? Worry about the girl who sits next to you in class. Worry about your grades. Don't worry about recruiting now, Evan. You have plenty of time. Live, be a child, and in 4 years, 3 years, I'll come knocking on your door. Then we'll talk recruiting. Well, but for now, Evan, be a kid.
You know
the fact
what?
That he didn't say that makes him to blame.
It seems a little innocuous to me. It really does. It's not like Evan Berry is going to be showing up on the Rivals 2000 and I don't even know what year is that, 2015 database? 2013. I guess it's 13. I was looking way too far in the future. But it's not like he's showing up on the recruit. What year is it again? But it's not like he's showing up on the recruiting class on Rivals.com. It seemed more like a gesture from Kiffin. You know, the Berry family has such history.
That's
there.
That's an absurd
with
gesture.
With the father and now Eric being stars there. And, you know, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, it just seemed just sort of a gesture, not really an official, all right, so we're going to have you on campus in 2013 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you make a good devil. But
thank you.
In all seriousness, no, the fact of the matter is Evan is thinking about recruiting. And he said, you know, I'm committed to Tennessee. So my brother goes, I love the school. And it's really the only place I've looked at. But, I mean, still, it's a little absurd, and it's not the only example. Michael Avery, a couple years ago, was an 8th grader who committed to Kentucky to play basketball. Last year, Washington State accepted a commitment from Aaron Dunn, who was a sophomore at the time. That's pretty crazy. And David Stills is a 12-year-old quarterback right now who's being recruited by some big-time colleges.
All right, that's absurd.
It's absolutely.
That's absurd.
First of all, Lane Kiffin and all these may not even be there when these kids get to the age to play. Right? That's for one. And the other consideration is Lane Kiffin – let's say Lane Kiffin and Tennessee are on top of the world when Evan Berry is a recruit. And you know what? Evan Berry, unlike Eric, which is probably not going to be – is not. This is not going to be the case because that family is incredible. But let's say –
oh, they'll be good college players somewhere.
No, let's say Evan. Let's say Evan's not. Let's say he's a good high school player, but he's not even close to Tennessee because they are at the top of college football. He's only got offers from Army and Middle Tennessee State and Troy.
Once again, hypothetically, probably not going to happen.
Sorry, all you Army fans out there to knock your school, but it's mid you know, lower tier schools. Does Lane Kiffin honor that verbal offer and that commitment?
I don't believe so because it just seems like just a nice gesture to me. It just seems. Well,
so you're saying it's not a big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think that's being blown a little bit out of proportion. I mean, you talk about sort of the slippery slope with these high school kids. You talk about juniors, you know, juniors getting big looks and they start to get their offers. Then you go to sophomores. You start talking about the sophomores as future prospects, guys that will get offers. Then, you go down to freshmen and I think the problem is these kids are – a lot of them are so good so early. Like, we'll talk about Fred Taylor's kid. These kids are – a lot of them are just – are physical from the time they're ninth graders. I would like to say it's a little out of hand. It really is. But, I mean, you know, Evan Berry's going to be playing high school football next year, possibly on the varsity for his Creekside team. And these are good players. And they should be thinking about recruiting.
No, they shouldn't. I'll tell you why.
I think they should, but not to that extent.
I'll tell you why they
should. They should be putting themselves in position.
I'll tell you why they shouldn't. And you said it yourself. It's a slippery slope. And what it does, it sends the absolute worst and wrong message to the kids, to athletes, the youth athletes in America. And what it says is, you know what? You're 13. You're a good athlete. Your future, you know what? You've already got a written scholarship to, you know, Tennessee. Here you go. Your path is there. Big-time college football is waiting for you. There's nothing else. What else is important? What else is important? He's got his future decided. When the fact of the matter is, he's got things that are far more important than football to be considering right now, and that's staying in school and doing well in school.
Of course. And
where was Kiffin to send that message?
However, I think that ties in. I think, and I'll disagree with you slightly here, I think that when you're going into high school and you've got athletic ability, you're going to play high school football, I think recruiting should, in the case of some kids, it should be on your radar. You shouldn't be thinking about where you want to go, but you should be thinking about how to position yourself to best be recruited. If you're a ninth grader, it's not that far away. I'm not saying it should dominate your life. I'm saying you should definitely be a teenager, you know. But if you're that level athlete at that time, I think you should be putting yourself in position. I think recruiting should be on your radar, and academics ties into recruiting. If you got your ducks in a row, I'm not just saying think about recruiting
when you're that age and forget about academics. Do well in school because it'll open doors for football.
Absolutely.
No, that's the wrong lesson.
It's putting yourself in position for anything academically. If you know that ties in, just keep your grades up.
The fact of the matter is that these big schools put so much money into their resources, into recruiting, into finding kids. The recruitment of talented football players takes care of itself. Kids, ninth graders, 10th graders, and even 11th graders need to be worried about who they're going to invite to prom. What are they going to do with that math test in the morning is hard and they didn't study? How are they going to cram, or why are they cramming? Shouldn't they have started studying a couple weeks ago? That's what they need to be worrying about. Recruiting will take care of itself. That's the job of these college coaches in the summer, is to find you, and they will.
Yeah, I said that Evan Berry went a little overboard with committing as a rising ninth grader. I'm just saying it can be on these kids' radar. No. I don't think it's a problem. We've become a little bit, especially the kids that age, have become a little bit obsessed with it. I mean, we hear high school kids talking and bragging about their star ratings. That's when it gets a little out of hand.
I'm not suggesting Evan Berry is going to be any worse off for it, or that Lane Kiffin. And the fact of the matter is, he might be. The chance is that he may get an ego, which is not hard to believe. And maybe he won't do as well in school as a result. Maybe he won't think school. But here's the bigger issue is that it's a problem. It's a problem with sports in America today, and that is that we sell far too many kids on this prospect of being big time athletes. They try to do so way too early. They grow up too soon. We saw, I can't remember the kid's name, but the kid out of California who's now going to go play overseas.
Jeremy Tyler.
Right. He's going to spend his junior and senior year of high school overseas. And the fact of the matter is, maybe he is good enough. Maybe he's not. Maybe it won't hurt him. But the fact is, these kids are being sold on pipe dreams. They're being sold on a future that is oftentimes not realistic, and they're losing their childhoods as a result, and I hate to see it.
Well, I think it's all about your support system. I think you can have recruiting on your radar at the stages of early high school. Just be smart about it. It's all about your support system, who's keeping you in line, not obsessing over it. I don't have a problem with them having it on their radar. And I guess about the Tyler kid, who's, I suppose, 16 or 17, you know, you can leave school at 16 just to play the devil's advocate again. You can drop out of school and work for the rest of your life.
We'll have to agree to disagree on this one because we do have to get to a commercial break. When we do come back, we will have Walton defensive end Brandon Burroughs on the phone line. You are listening to the official visit brought to you by, or I'm sorry, on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM.
Coming up Monday on Mayhem in the AM, Greg Maddux honored at Turner Field over the weekend. He will join us at 10 o'clock. And also, I'm on vacation. Four kids, my wife, and the beach. Maybe I'll fake my own death.
Morning 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional President of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the Bo stimulus package just got sweeter when booking at WhereAtlantaPlays.com and using the offer code Atlanta. You can stay at the Bo Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Bo Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Bo Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great.
In closing, the bailout to the Bo package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the Bo double occupancy package includes 2 nights hotel, 2 buffets, 2 Miller Lights, and 2 Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 29th. Book now by visiting WhereAtlantaPlays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
I had lots of options when choosing a career. Some just didn't seem to fit who I am. I could have been a doctor. Put a Band-Aid on it, just in case. Ah, that's not me. I could have been a lawyer. I rest my case, just in case. Nah, doesn't work either. But then Safe Auto came along. Hassle-free state minimum coverage, just in case. We keep you legal for less, just in case. It was a natural fit. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
What's up, guys? David Pollack from Metro PCS. Just when you think Metro PCS can't get any better, we add something new. How about this one? Unlimited international calling to over 100 countries worldwide, only $5 a month. If you call internationally for business or have a friend overseas or in the service, make all the calls you want for $5 a month. It's too good to be true, but it is true. And that's in addition to great savings you already get with Metro PCS, like unlimited plans starting as low as $30 a month. And no one ever signs a contract. To find out more, visit MetroPCS.com or call 888-8-METRO-8 to find a store near you. Metro PCS, unlimit yourself. Certain restrictions apply. Unlimited services only available in select countries and subject to change without notice. Long distance only in the continental USA and Puerto Rico. Tax and fees not included.
This summer.
790 The Zone is your official station for summer.
790 The Zone rules!
See, I told you. Happy summer from Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mm-hmm. We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the official visit, the South's only all-recruiting radio show. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Alex the A-Train Ewald. And we are going to jump right into an interview with, again, another very special guest. Walton defensive end Brandon Burroughs is on the line. He's, of course, been on our show one time prior, and Brandon's always a very interesting recruit to speak with. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How's your Sunday going so far, Brandon?
It's going pretty well. Just, you know, relaxing, kicking back.
There you go. You deserve it with that bum knee. We'll talk about that a little later. I'm sure most people are already familiar with your decision, a very exciting decision you made about a week and a half ago to attend the University of Georgia for probably the next 4 years. Talk about that decision and what it really came down to in the end.
Basically what it was, the recruiting process was getting a little old, and I was ready to pull the trigger, so to speak, with Georgia. After reevaluating, I felt that, it was the best fit for me as far as, athletic, academic, and comfortability standpoint with the coaches goes, and I just was ready to do it.
Now, Brandon, talk about Georgia compared with other, school like Florida, which you were considering and still had the offer on the table for you. What set them apart?
Like I said, like the coaches, Georgia's coaching staff is unbelievable. They made me feel, every time I was there, I felt like I was at home. And I just thought that was a really important factor as far as making my decision. Because, wherever you want to go, you want to feel comfortable. It's basically your new home for a short period of time.
Right. You keep on mentioning the coaches, and I know you've kind of spent a lot of time with Coach Cheryls and Fabris and, of course, Coach Rick. Talk about those guys individually and what type of people they are and what type of relationship you have with them.
Yeah, Coach Searles, I've been talking to for a long time. He is in charge of my area for the recruiting stuff. So we've been in touch for a while, and he's just he's a fun guy to talk to. It's always a treat to talk to him. And whenever, I go up to Athens, I speak with Coach Rick and Coach Fabris. Coach Fabris being my position coach, defensive ends. And he's a great guy. He's always fun to talk to. And then Coach Rick, just a class act. He's always fun to talk to.
Yeah, you mentioned that the recruiting process has gotten a little monotonous and got a little old for you, and I think a lot of kids sometimes forget that at the end of the day they're making a really exciting decision and they have great opportunities to go to some of the top schools in the country. With that said, I spoke with your parents the other day and they said they were looking to celebrate and you weren't in the house at the time. I think you were cutting the grass of Michael Turner's grass at the time. Anyway, have you had the chance to celebrate with your parents since then? And what kind of things did you guys do to kind of sit back and relax and take it all in and think about the fact that you're going to be attending a great school for the next 4 years?
I don't know. It seems like every day is a celebration, just rejoicing in the fact that I've made the decision that I'm happy with and that it's over. I was an ex-LSU fan, so I kind of just took all the stuff off my car and, replaced it with the Georgia stuff, getting some Georgia gear and just, preparing for my future, I guess.
Now, looking at that future, this recruiting class for Georgia does feature three other defensive ends, Jalen Fields, B.J. Butler, and more recently Dexter Morant. How do you feel about coming in with these guys and what do you think this class is going to do for Georgia at defensive end? What do you think about your playing time down the road?
Yeah, well, all those guys, I had a chance to speak with Jalen and Dexter yesterday. They're great guys. I think our class is going to do a lot of special things because I just think there's a ton of talent in there. As far as my playing time goes, I just have to get there and compete, as does everybody. So I don't have many predictions on that. I can tell you I'm just going to go and compete and work hard.
Yeah, Brandon, at the next level, you're all defensive end. Is there ever been a consideration of playing linebacker at all?
I don't know. Alabama had recruited me for their jack position, which is a linebacker, defensive end, hybrid type position. But, I don't know. I'm just going to go out and play wherever they put me,
Yeah, and kind of getting back to what Alex said, there are other players who are, being recruited at your position. Talk about how much you follow recruiting in general. Do you kind of know who's a part of Georgia's class right now? And did the avalanche of recent commitments to Georgia impact the time at which you made your decision?
As far as the commit, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Yeah. Do you follow recruiting? Do you know? Do you know what was going? Did you know all the while what was going on with Georgia recruiting? And did they've obviously gotten a bunch of commitments in the last couple of weeks. Did that impact the time at which you made your decision in terms of kind of pulling the trigger earlier?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I knew that I couldn't wait, you know, till signing day to make my decision. You know, I had heard, you know, from a number of sources that, you know, defensive end spots were filling up. Of course, I didn't want to be on the outside looking in. So, I mean, that did play a small role, you know, because Georgia, you know, I had decided that that's where I wanted to go. So, and plus, I had been ready to make the decision, so I just felt, you know, why wait? So that's where I stand with that.
Yeah. Moving on, you know, Georgia, we also, again, we mentioned how they've brought in four defensive ends in this class, but they also have a great need for defensive end because right now that position is just absolutely bare on campus. Talk about the opportunity you have now as a defensive end to get early playing time.
The opportunity goes, that just goes with how hard I work and compete. I mean, hopefully, you know, I do get the opportunity to play because I think I do have the talent to perform well at that level. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Now, Brandon, of course, for the listeners that don't know, you tore your ACL, I guess, about a month and a half ago, somewhere around that period. But how's the rehab going? What's your timetable like from here on out?
Rehab's going well. It's pretty much smooth sailing right now. I haven't had any trouble with the exercises that I've been doing. I mean, I guess you could say I'm ahead of schedule. And as far as the timetable, you know, I've been through this before with my left knee, and it was around 8 months from when I got back into football. I don't picture this knee taking that long because it's just showing more signs of improvement earlier than the last knee did. So, I mean, who knows? It's just pretty much a waiting game. You never know what you're going to get with the knees. But I don't picture it taking that long. But, I mean, I'm in no rush. I'm just taking my time, you know, making sure I'm doing everything right.
Oh, yeah, Brandon. On the same topic, do you think you'll be ready to contribute in your first year? Or will that knee take a little bit, you know, as far as, you know, being sure about it and comfortable in the strength? Will that take more than that a lot of time?
No, I will be more than ready when I go. I had my surgery in May. I guess I'll report there sometime early June. That's about, 13 months. It took me 8 months to get back full speed for the last season, which I performed well in. So, no, in no way, shape, or form will my knee hold me back at all.
Now, Brandon, once you get back on the field and start getting back into football drills, what do you want to work on as a defensive end or just as a defensive player? What do you want to work on your game in preparation for college?
Yeah, I've always had, you know, a little bit of trouble as far as, like, technique and, you know, slowing down a little bit goes. You know, sometimes I just find myself, like, in a rush and, you know, I'll, like, pass up a few plays here and there. And, you know, I just need to slow down, relax, and make sure I'm doing everything right before I just, you know, just go.
Yeah, talk a little about your positives, though. As a player, what kind of player is Georgia getting from the defensive end position?
A fast player, an aggressive player. You know, I never stop chasing the ball once I spot it. And I do think that speed is one of my big strengths.
Yeah, are you still hearing? I know you're obviously committed to Georgia and extremely firm in that commitment. Are you still hearing from other schools, though?
Yeah, I mean, I still get mail, you know.
And I guess as a committed, a Georgia Bulldog commitment, have you taken it upon yourself to do a little recruiting for the Bulldogs?
I mean, not necessarily. I don't know where the other players – like, I do follow recruiting as far as commitments go, but I don't know anyone else who's thinking about Georgia right now. But, you know, I hung out with Dexter and Jalen yesterday. I mean, we were just, you know, connected really well. We're just having a good time. But, I mean, you know, I'm talking to the present commits, but as far as, you know, those considering Georgia, I don't know who they are. But yeah. I would if I could, you know, but I just don't know.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Brandon, we got to let you go. But, again, we appreciate you talking to us, and we always love having you on here. And good luck with that knee and the rest of the school year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was good being on.
Yeah. Of course, that was Walton defensive end Brandon Burroughs and one of the newest members of the Georgia 2010 recruiting class. Of course, we've mentioned it at length. They're starting to fill up in that defensive end position.
That's a great class, especially, you know, you're hoping Brandon, I think he'll be full speed. He's been through this before with his knee. I think what he brings to the table as far as his speed, a guy that in high school that it's run the football exceptionally well, you know that he's going to be missed on the field this year in high school ball for the Walton Raiders.
Yeah, no, and he's a great athlete, and once he gets those knees, you know, ready to go, he's got a ton of upside. And then you got to look at guys like Jalen Fields and Dexter Morant, just have massive size, and it really it bodes well for Georgia in the future. I mean, when you talk about not only how the numbers they're getting, the quality, but how they're also a little different. Brandon's the speed guy, and then they have Dexter, of course, and Jalen Fields, who are a little bit bigger, and they're not done yet. TJ Stripling, of course, they probably have filled their quota in terms of number for at that position, but TJ Stripling, Southwest DeKalb defensive end, is just too good. If they can, they're competing again with Florida for him, and he's probably got the most upside of that group. And if they can get his commitment, they'll take it.
No, this has a chance to be an even better defensive line class. Which, of course, last year, if you were a Dog fan, you know you were watching that defensive line, and that's just such an area of concern that you want that to improve and be the real impetus of your defense getting after the quarterback.
Right, and we're talking, you know, we were talking defensive end specifically, but you mentioned the defensive line, and you can't do it without mentioning the newest commitment. Or I should say, we should wait till tonight for official word. But Garrison Smith of Douglas is also going to be there. So it's an absolutely dynamic class as of now, and it'll probably end up going down. In fact, here's my prediction: it'll be the nation's finest defensive line class in the country. We do have to get to another commercial break, but when we get back, we have the last interview of the day. Not the least exciting, probably as exciting as all of them. Tyrone Cornelius, the linebacker out of Stevenson, will be joining the official visit. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Iron Mike Ditka on the Falcons.
You got a great young quarterback there. You got an excellent coach. I mean, you got a team that, to me, you know, they did a lot of things right. They're going in the right direction. I mean, it was a tough call they made, and they knew when they lost Vic that it was going to be difficult. But bringing in Ryan, is one heck of a football player.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Okay, Comcast customers, time for some direct talk from DirecTV. If you're tired of being frustrated with Comcast, I'm here to remind you, there's another choice, DirecTV. Right now, we're offering a special deal for Comcast customers who switch. 150 of the best channels for only $29.99 a month for one full year. There are no startup costs, and professional installation is free. Unlike Comcast, only DirecTV offers NFL Sunday Ticket, so you can watch any game you want, no matter where you live. Plus, no one has more HD than DirecTV, and DirecTV has had higher customer satisfaction ratings than Comcast for 9 years running. Just call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit your local dealer today. Because for a limited time, you can get over 150 of the best channels for just $29.99 per month and lock in that price for one full year. Settling for Comcast is costing you. For a better TV experience, switch to DIRECTV.
Eligibility based on zip code. Offer in 72009. New DIRECTV customers only, subject to credit approval. Credit card and lease required. Among the largest national cable and satellite TV providers. 2009 American Customer Satisfaction Index. University of Michigan Business School. Sports subscriptions available separately. Blackout restrictions and other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Stanky here with another sweet story of success from the guys at Solomon Brothers. My guy Cody, you went and bought a diamond engagement ring. You've been married a year now, right?
Yes, Stanky. It's been about a year to the date. Visited 6 or 7 stores around the city that you would see in any mall or driving down the street.
And what happens when you walk in to buy a diamond engagement ring?
It was a hard sell. It was all about closing the deal. They're trying to get me in and out of there as quick as possible.
And at first you weren't going to Solomon Brothers. Why?
To be honest, I didn't think I could afford it.
And what happened when you go to Solomon Brothers?
I was very pleasantly surprised. That it was very affordable, more affordable than some of the other stores I visited, and it was an educational process. They weren't trying to sell me.
It wasn't vulture surrounding you, was it?
No, it wasn't. They took it easy and educated me.
Solomon Brothers, now a year later, what do you say?
My wifey is happy, and we have our first baby on the way.
What a sweet smell of success. Another great story. There's only one place, there's only one price, and that's the Solomon price and the Solomon way. You know where they are, you know what they do. Solomon Brothers, 17th floor tower place in Buckhead.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Former Major League pitcher David Wells.
Do you believe Manny deserves the all-star treatment he's getting, Mr. Wells?
You know, honestly, no. And I like Manny. Manny and I are friends. But, you know, what he did was a no-no, obviously.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone for the home stretch of the official visit, the South's only all-recruiting radio show. And we have yet another, our last special guest for the day on the line right now, Tyrone Cornelius, the big-time linebacker out of Stevenson. Tyrone, are you there? And how's your Sunday gone thus far?
Yes, I'm here. My Sunday's been pretty good. Went to church earlier today. That's about it.
There you go. But now this is probably what's excited you the most about Sunday, I imagine. You're really ready to go?
Yeah.
Don't sound that excited. We'll try to add a little more excitement to it. Anyway, let's jump right into things. I know you had plans not too long ago in the last 2 weeks to make your commitment known, and then you sort of put the brakes on recently. Talk about the reason behind that.
I was very ready to make my commitment about 2 weeks ago, and my parents, they just kind of mentored me about my decision, talked to me about it, made sure that I was making the right decision, because it's going to last for another about 5 years. So they just wanted me to make the best decision out there. So
yeah. Also, are you still looking to, in the end, make your decision known before the season starts? And is there a specific reason you want to kind of end your commitment sooner rather than later?
It's a possible chance that I will make a decision before the season starts, but I also may wait it out until during the season or maybe till the end of the season.
Now, Tyrone, Alex Ewalt here, especially in the city here in Georgia, you're of great interest to the Georgia Tech fans listening to the show. It seems
yes,
to
sir.
Be them and Miami in sort of the lead for your services. Talk about those two schools, both ACC schools, both in the same division in the ACC. What do you like about each one?
Georgia Tech, first off, I'm a very well, I guess you could say academic type person. So I'm very into Georgia Tech's engineering department. That's one of the majors I want to try to major in. Also, it's a great team, great coaching staff. They had a very good season last year, actually beat Miami last year, so that was a very good thing. Also, Georgia Tech is just a nice community campus all around. It's just a great school. And Miami, when I took a visit down there earlier this year, it's a great campus, great coaching staff as well as Georgia Tech. I believe Miami is on the rise again. They had a young class last year, so I believe Randy Shannon knows what to do with his team.
Yeah, you mentioned Randy Shannon, but I know you have a very close relationship with defensive back coach Wesley McGriff of the Hurricanes. Talk a little about the relationship you have with him and how important that's going to be in your decision.
Me and Coach McGriff, we talk at least probably once a week. He calls. Well, I call him, really, and he just checks up on me, see how everything's going up here, how's practice going at Stevenson, and that's about it. So the fact that he's checking on me at these different times is just showing his, like, I guess you could say, affection towards me, how bad he wants me down there.
Right, and I also know that you attempted Miami's camp back in June. How did it feel to compete against some of the best players in that region, and how well did you do?
It was very well. I did very good against the one-on-ones and also 7-on-7. The coaches love me down there. It was a great level of competition down there as well. So I love my trip down there and the camp as well.
Tyrone, talk about your visit to Tech, your experience on campus, and what's your relationship with the coaches like? Who have you had the most contact with on the coaching staff there?
The coach that I had the most contact with is Coach Brian Jean, Coach BJ. We talk just about once a week also. He just checks up on me just like Coach McGriff does. Just tries to get the latest scoop with me, see how practice going, family, life, everything.
Yes, Tyrone, since you postponed your decision or your announcement, you've added some other teams into the mix. I know you have had a relationship with Steve Spurrier for a very long time. Talk about Coach Spurrier, what type of guy he is, and then your general interest in the Gamecocks.
Coach Spurrier, he's a great coach. I went to while he was coaching down in Florida, I went to a few camps in my younger days and just got a chance to get to know him as a coach primarily. And from that, I got to really get a good feeling for Coach Spurrier. I love the way he coaches. He had me like in the Florida Gators. So I believe he's a very good coach, and I believe that he knows what he's doing with his coaching staff as well as players also.
We see here you're listed at 6'2", 195. A lot of people feel you can play either safety or linebacker at the next level. Where do you personally want to end up? And I guess with some of these schools that are at the top of your list, where do you see yourself playing, either safety or linebacker, if you committed to, say, Tech or Miami? What do you think is in store down the road?
Well, I can see myself playing either position. I think of myself as a very versatile player. I can play either. I can either drop back or come up for the run. So safety, I can run with the receivers. At linebacker, I can also come up. So either one is fine with me. But Georgia Tech is currently recruiting me as, like, I guess, a wolf. That's what they call it. It's kind of like a cross between a linebacker and a safety. But Miami is recruiting me strictly as a linebacker. South Carolina is also recruiting me as a safety. And Tennessee is recruiting me as a linebacker. So the great thing about me is I'm a very versatile athlete. I'm able to do different things instead of just playing one position.
Yeah, you mentioned Tennessee. Going back to that, talk about your interest in the Volunteers. And for all of us out here who have never met Lane Kiffin but wish we had, what type of person is he?
I didn't get a chance to sit down long with Lane Kiffin, but he's a great coach. Good atmosphere when you're around him. The whole coaching staff has a great atmosphere. They're a very intense coaching staff as well, so I love that about them.
Yeah, in the end, what exactly would you say is going to be, you know, what will be the deciding factor in your decision? What are you really looking for in a school when it comes to the day you make your announcement?
When it comes to the day that I make my announcement, the things that will affect it out the most are, can I get a great education at the school? Is it a safe school as well? How close I am with the coaches, the tradition at the school as far as winning goes, like as far as, I guess you could say, rate at which they put players in the NFL, because I really want to be, you know, make it to the NFL as well. I also want to get on the field as early as I can and just be able to have the explosion experience very early.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Tyrone Cornelius, the linebacker from Stevenson High School. Tyrone, one last question. What are your plans for this summer, and when do you expect to make your announcement?
This summer, for the rest of the summer, I'll be attending my daily practices at Stevenson High School, and I hope to make some more visits to maybe Tennessee, Georgia Tech, Miami, and also South Carolina.
Very cool, very cool. Well, listen, Tyrone, we wish you the best of luck in coming to an educated and sound decision, and also on the football field in the fall. And thanks again for coming out and speaking with us on Sunday.
No problem.
Again, that was Tyrone Cornelius, the speedy, rangy linebacker out of Stevenson, and he's looking at four pretty good schools. And I guess whoever gets him is going to get a pretty good safety and or linebacker,
or at the wolf position. If you're talking about Georgia Tech, definitely an intriguing prospect there this season. The safety last year, Cooper Taylor, is the type of athlete you're looking for, kind of a bigger, speedy guy. I mean, I think that's what Tyrone brings to the table as well. You know, South Carolina as a safety, I believe he said, and just a lot of options for him. He's very versatile, as he mentioned himself.
Yeah, you know, we didn't ask him, but it sounds like when he was going to make his decision, and he obviously, of course, backed off that, but it sounds like he was going to pick Tech.
It seemed like he was definitely a Tech lean, and last weekend would have been he had his commitment planned for.
Listen, there's a lot of good things he says about Tech. The school, of course, has a great academic reputation. He's interested in engineering. Of course, it's known for engineering. He obviously loves the coaches. The football is all set. You know, the football program is on the rise. But if you're a Tech fan and you know he was going to commit to you and then he decided not to commit at all, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. I think what you hope for is that the relationship with the coaches is there. It seems to be, and he seems to fit absolutely perfectly into that Wolf role. Talk about a guy that could play either linebacker and safety. I mean, that's using the best of his skills on the field. So.
Yeah, if I'm a school, I love him as an outside linebacker. That's just me. Of course, there are college coaches who probably know a little bit more than I do about personnel and where they should line up. We do have to go to our last commercial break. When we get back, we will finish up the official visit with our weekly segment, Big B's Top 10. This week, we will break down the top 10 cornerbacks in the state of Georgia. Again, that is when we get back. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
It's time to play.
Football always lives here.
Harrell in the shotgun from the 28. The throw goes to the right side for Crabtree. It's caught. He's the worst. Red Raider. Crabtree makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle, and scores. Oh, my gosh, can you believe that?
First for football, 790 The Zone.
This is Chipper Jones. If you carpool once a week for a year, you keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
McDonald's presents How to Speak McCafe. Today's word, embrace.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jen.
Big hug.
Come here.
Aww.
Hey. Now with an accent mark, embrace A.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Jen. I got you a McCafe mocha, and it was free.
Come here, you.
Whoa. Put me down.
To get the great taste of a McCafe mocha, come to McDonald's any Monday through August 3rd and get a sample size free. Go ahead. McCafe your Monday. Limit one sample size hotter iced mocha per person per visit at participating McDonald's.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
Buy in the Brand Smart Way.
For the best prices.
Buy in the Brand Smart Way.
It's smart.
It's Christmas in July at Brand Smart USA. Come in today and save big in every department throughout the store. Get a Kobe 15-inch HD LCD flat panel TV for $148.88. Toshiba's 26-inch HD LCD flat panel TV is $348.88. A 32-inch HD LCD flat panel TV is just $348.88. Viore's 37-inch HD LCD flat panel TV with 1080p is $448.88. A Samsung 42-inch HD plasma TV is $598.88. And Sharp's 52-inch HD LCD flat panel TV with 1080p and 120Hz is $1,198.88. BrandSmart USA is now selling music, movies, and game software online. Go to BrandSmartUSA.com today and make your purchase and have it shipped directly to your home. BrandSmart USA, of course, your favorite brands at low, low prices.
That's why more people say, I like buying at BrandSmart USA.
Nate, technician for SafeLight Auto Glass.
My customer had a tiny chip in his windshield. Yesterday, he got in his hot car, cranked up the AC, and crack, it spread. If only he'd called SafeLight sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour. With our state-of-the-art resin, a SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let SafeLight handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
It's full steam ahead for the national-ranked Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The 2009 season kicks off Saturday, September 5th, as the Jackets take the field. All aboard, Tech fans, for exciting matchups against Clemson, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and you do not want to miss Georgia versus Georgia Tech in Bobby Dodd Stadium. Don't get left at the station. Go to ramblerec.com/tickets or call 888-TECH-TICKS to get your tickets today. It's full steam ahead.
790 The Zone, home to one of the most reputable names in all of sports. Sporting News Radio. Whether it's weeknights or weekends, Sporting News Radio. Only on 790 The Zone.
We are back to finish up the one, the only official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Again, for the last time, I am Scott the Brain Janovitz. joined in the studio by Alex, the A-Train Ewall, and now joined in the studio by Big B, Brian Jones. As always, we have our top 10 players in the state of Georgia at some position. This week, we are going to be addressing the cornerbacks in this very peachy state. With that said, without further ado, B. Jones, take us home.
All right, kicking off the countdown, we got number 10, Martin Jenkins out of Centennial, 5'9", 161. Is the son of former UT great Lee Jenkins, which we know fairly well. And he's been offered by Middle Tennessee, Syracuse, Toledo, and Western Carolina. At number 9, we got Bryson Williams out of Northside, Warner Robins, 5'11", 175. Has good size and awareness. He can line up either at safety or cover the slot receiver, and has committed to South Carolina.
Yeah, he committed last – I think we talked about Bryce a little bit last week when he committed to the Gamecocks.
That's right. And at number 8, we got Pernell Williams out of Coffey, 6'2", a big guy, 6'2", 175. Had a great season last year with 77 tackles, 4 interceptions, 20 pass breakups, and has been offered by Clemson. And number 7, we got Detrick Bonner out of Luella High School, 6'1", 165. Has good cover ability and enough speed to cover opposing team's top receiver, and that's why he's been offered by committed to Virginia Tech, I should say.
And we talked about him today because he committed earlier, I should say last week at this point, to Virginia Tech. And what we discussed is that, you know, while I haven't seen much of him, if you have a scholarship from Virginia Tech at the cornerback position, you're pretty good.
Yeah, he really wasn't unknown coming in the recruiting game, but Virginia Tech paid a lot of attention to him.
That's the advantage of having good scouts.
Right, absolutely.
You'll see the top teams take a flyer on some kids who are under the radar, and they'll accept the commitment because their own scouts have discovered that either they're better than the services think, or they have great potential.
All right. Number 6, Bradley Robbie out of Peachtree Rick, 6'1", 171. Played wide receiver most of the time, but in this top 3, he's got Vanderbilt, Auburn, and Ohio State. Number 5, we got Gary Peters out of Heritage, 5'11", 173. Played a lot of quarterback, but is considered a really good corner. At Clemson, leads a long list of schools that have offered him.
Yeah, a really great athlete. Of course, he was a guest of the official visit a couple months ago. And like you said, a quarterback, do-it-all player, could end up at a number of positions on the college level, but an extremely good athlete either way.
Darius Robertson comes in at number 4 out of Westlake, 5'11", 171, had 3 interceptions last year, and some of the schools he's looking at is Kentucky, Miami, and Stanford. Number 3, Barry Bostic out of Jefferson County, 5'11", 175. He's a guy that's committed to Georgia Tech.
And let me interrupt one last time. Hands down, my favorite player on this list. Love Barry Bostic. Plays a lot of quarterback.
Right.
Could play receiver in college. Could play defensive back. Will be a return specialist, no doubt. An absolutely explosive player with the ball in his hands. And will be a great DB if that's what the Georgia Tech makes him.
Absolutely. And number 2, Jonathan Mincy out of Southwest Academy. One of my favorite players. 5'10", 164. Okay. One of the top corners in the Southeast. Has great speed and has committed to Auburn. And at number 1, Ryan Ayers out of South Paulding, 5'10", 178. Can pretty much do it all. Has great athleticism, great speed, and he has committed to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and one of the big topics in the state of Georgia when you're talking recruiting is, can Tech keep up with Georgia? Are they, you know, now that Paul Johnson's there, are they at that same level? And I'll tell you right now, if you just look at the recruitment of Ryan Ayers, the answer is yes, because they beat Georgia out directly for the services of Ryan Ayers. That was pretty much a head-to-head battle, and Tech won that one.
It's Tech guys. You got Bostic and Ryan Ayers coming in, and they're competing.
Now, we had a little technical difficulties there. Anyway, that's pretty much does it for the show. Thank all our guests. Of course, Brandon Burroughs again. Tyrone Cornelius, the Stevenson linebacker. Of course, Storm Johnson came on, joined us earlier in the 2 o'clock hour for his second official visit appearance. We'll thank him as well. We'd like to thank our producers, Joel, in the studio, and Variable, of course, as always. And we'd like to thank all our listeners out there for giving us your 2 hours, or at least some of your time on what I imagine was a very busy Sunday for you guys. With that said, we are the official visit. We'll be back next week at the same time, 2 to 4. Thanks again. Good afternoon, Atlanta.
The Atlanta Hawks fly high
and soar only one place.
We're your exclusive home for Hawks Hoops. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Sporting News Flash.
I'm Turk Stevens. We start with golf. Stuart Cink wins the 138th Open Championship at Turnberry, also known as the 2009 British Open, defeating Tom Watson in a four-hole playoff. Watson bogeyed 18, missing an 8 to 10 foot putt that would have won it.
It would have been a hell of a story, wouldn't it? It would have been a hell of a story. It wasn't to be. And yes, it's a great disappointment. It tears at your gut, as it always has torn at my gut. It's not easy to take. I put myself in position to win. Didn't do it in the last hole.
He did not, but Stuart Cink did, because he birdied 18 a half an hour prior to Watson getting there, and that gave Stuart Cink a chance to get into the playoff, and then Cink wins the playoff, his first major championship. To baseball, the Yankees have just taken a 2-1 lead over the Tigers at Yankee Stadium. Mark Teixeira moments ago with a solo homer. Alex Rodriguez, Cleet Thomas also with home runs in the contest. Mariners lead the Indians now 4-3. Indians batting in the home eighth inning. Ben Francisco, Russell Branyan each with two-run homers. The Orioles lead the White Sox 6-1 in the sixth. The O's scoring on two wild pitches and two bases-loaded walks. Royals over the Rays 3-1 in the sixth. Alberto Callaspo with a two-run single. One final, it's in the American League. The Jays beat the Red Sox 3-1. National League, Johnny Gomes, a two-run homer as the Reds out in front of the Brewers 5-3 in the eighth. Prince Fielder also with a two-run homer in that game. Phillies lead the Marlins in the ninth 4-0. J.A. Happ on his way to going 7-0. Cubs 11, Nationals 2 in the sixth. Alfonso Soriano, Jake Fox with home runs. Giants lead the Pirates 4-3 in the ninth. The Cardinals over the Diamondbacks 2-1. They're in the sixth inning in St. Louis. Joel Pinheiro on the hill, and also with a two RBI double for the Cards. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
Shut up! I hate you!
Is your child's behavior driving you crazy? Are they defiant, disrespectful, or obnoxious with you? No one ever teaches you how to be a parent, and kids don't come with instruction manuals until now. I'm James Lehman, creator of The Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration.
In 1 month after doing this program, I saw huge changes in my son, and even the teacher noticed.
I've used The Total Transformation to solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home. Call now and get my bonus CD. Turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, free with your order. 1-800-656-4803. 1-800-656-4803. That's 1-800-656-4803.
Lives here.
Harrell in the shotgun from the 28. The throw goes to the right side for Crabtree. It's caught. He breaks.
He's the worst. Red Raider. Unbelievable. Touchdown. Red Raiders. Michael Crabtree makes the catch at the 5, breaks the tackle, and scores. Oh my gosh, can you believe that?
First for football, 790 The Zone.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. You know, nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. Now more than ever, Aaron's is in your corner, and they'll work with you. Everybody's automatically pre-approved, and there's never a credit check to lease to own that big screen TV, that fridge, that bedroom set, the living room furniture you've been waiting on. Get it now from Aaron's. Don't save for a rainy day. You can do it today. Lease to own in 12, 18, or 24 months. How about this sweet deal from JVC? A 42-inch 1080p LCD flat panel TV, just $99.99 a month on a 24-month lease, or again, the guaranteed lowest price in town. Want to go bigger? Yes, please. How about a big TV from Sharp? A 52-inch HD TV, $129.99 a month on a 24-month lease. And as I said, Aaron's has got a whole lot more than TVs, from computers to like riding mowers to like Xboxes. And yeah, they got fridges too. How about a Frigidaire refrigerator, stainless steel, $99.99 a month on a 24-month lease? Stock it with brew and get ready for football season, brother. Look, you can make it work. Aaron's will work with you. Go to shopaarons.com, use the store locator, and find the store near you. Now more than ever, do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's. Nobody.
790 The Zone. We know what guys want.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fictional president of the United States.
People of Atlanta, the bailout to the Bo stimulus package just got sweeter. When booking it where AtlantaPlays.com and using the offer code Atlanta, you can stay at the Bo Rivage for as low as $89 per night.
Mr. President, tell us exactly why Atlantans should head to Bo Rivage this summer.
Allow me. You see, sugar, the Bo Rivage is the bomb. It's an MGM Four Diamond Resort on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You can fly there in 1 hour or drive there in 5 hours, maybe in a limo. It's a hookup, baby. I'm telling you, bachelorette parties galore, hotties by the pool. Bob Dole could get action there. It's great. In closing, the bailout to the boat package is a limited time offer. So Atlanta, act now. Thank you.
The bailout to the boat double occupancy package includes 2 nights hotel, 2 buffets, 2 Miller Lights, and 2 Bacardi cocktails for as low as $119 plus tax per person through August 8th and just $89 plus tax per person August 9th through August 29th. Book now by visiting whereatlantaplays.com and enter offer code Atlanta.
Football lives here, and the countdown is on.
Hey, make that 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff.
Experts, inside, and the best college and pro football talk in the South.
Getting you
ready for the fall. And at 790thezone.com, daily blogs on the Jackets, Dogs, fantasy football, and more. 790 The Zone's countdown to kickoff, because football lives.